Triple M's ruined tits for breakfast for Sleep Republic, awarded Australia's best overall mattress in a box. Sleeprepublic.com.au.
All right, brand new CEO was named yesterday of the Adelaide Football Club, Tim Silvers. He joins us now. Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to ask you first up now, Mark Rusciuto, Roo, was on the selection panel. What sort of grilling did he give you? How tough was it fronting Roo?
Yeah, it was tough. He was the toughest man on the panel, but probably the toughest question was about how am I going to deal with the South Australian mad media. So,
I put you in front of dits early on just to ease you into it. You had a long day yesterday, though. You would have done a fair few interviews, but I think a lot of people would want to know, Tim, what are you going to bring from Hawthorn? What have you learnt? You've been there for 17 years. You've been started there when they're at the bottom. You won many flags, and now you're going back to doing a rebuild again. You've seen just about everything.
Yeah, it's obviously a long journey at Hawthorn, and I've seen sort of the process that you can go through where you sort of do a bit of a reset for the club, set up and get your four key pillars in place, set up your values, create a real learning environment for your club and your team. And that was led at Hawthorn by a number of teachers and have shared values. And once you agree on that and you get a good blend of youth with a bit of a mixture of some senior leaders, you can grow from there. So I see some real similarities at Adelaide, and that's what really attracted me to the role. And we've just got to stay the course and grow over time.
Don't you need someone making outrageous comments like Jeff Kennett from time to time? Do you want a chairman like that?
Yeah, well, that's where Roo comes in. But it's a little bit different. Jeff was a walking headline, and whatever he said would be in the media. And but he was boisterous, but he was ambitious, and always pushed, and as a leader, that drove Hawthorn to success. So even though he was a walking headline, he did some really good things.
Yeah, for sure, and I say that facetiously because I think he's been fantastic. Tim, there'll be old dinosaurs like myself that follow football that think it's just about winning games of football, that cures everything. Are you from that sort of school of thinking, or not? I know you've got to build a new facility, and you always want to build membership and be profitable, but is it as simple as winning games?
Oh, look, on field and footy first is very important. And what we've done and what we've reshaped and restructured the list, that the next couple of years is all about continual improvement. We need to respond to what's happened over the last couple of years, grow our list, develop our players, and just get into some general improvement on the field, and then make our members and sort of fans really proud of us. And we just want to get some respect back from the competition.
What about Clarko? How was he to deal with Tim? Was he as brutal as he come across from the outside?
Yeah, no doubt. He's the most driven individual I've ever come across in my life. And speaking of Jeff and Clarko have some very similar ideas. They'd never want to admit it, but they're driven, hungry for success. So, look, he would challenge, push the envelope, but as long as you're aligned and all pushing to, be successful, then we'd find a happy landing.
Are you similar to those two? Are you a pusher?
Oh, I'm really driven. I've just got my own style. Like, I'm passionate. I want to win, but I just think you can... I've worked with a number of great leaders, and I've learned a heap from all of them. But if you try to be someone you're not, that doesn't suit, and you're not authentic. So I've got to be true to myself, push, drive, and lead in my own style, and hopefully that'll bring success for us.
You come from a town where there were 10 AFL clubs. Sometimes you can get lost in the headlines. They focus on other clubs. We've just seen recently that Collingwood attracted a lot of attention, so you can sometimes slip under the radar. That doesn't happen in Adelaide, though, Tim, and they're called the team for all South Australians. Does that bring with it a new type of pressure?
Oh, look, in some ways it does, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to, coming into a state that is genuinely footy mad. I'm a footy tragic myself. We'll set up something that's a really well-governed, well-balanced and well-respected club. So, we might be challenged on our decisions, but if we go on the right processes and the right governance, then, we'll be open and transparent, and we want to be open and transparent to our members as well, so they can see what we do, why we do it, and bring them on the journey.
All right, Tim, well done. Congratulations and good luck. It's a big, big job, but some very exciting times ahead for you. My only bit of advice for you is take your family to the Alma Hotel as often as you can. Eat and drink there, and you'll keep Roo happy.
Don't listen to him, Tim.
And you'll be fine.
All right, I'm up for any freebies. Thank you.
Good on you, Tim. Well done. Right. Tim Silver's the brand new CEO of the Adelaide Crows.
Triple M's ruined Dits for breakfast for Sleep Republic, awarded Australia's best overall mattress in a box. Sleeprepublic.com.au.